I don't want anybody to see nothing but my teeth. Take a breath. Take a breath. And imagine you're on a beach in Hawaii. And it's 85 degrees. And you're wearing that bathing suit you're afraid to wear anywhere else. But you were deciding you were going to take a chance because you're in Hawaii. But maybe you're taking a chance because you're feeling safe and you're feeling at home and you're feeling safe and you're feeling happy and secure. Maybe when you feel happy and secure, you go ahead and experiment with yourself in ways you never do any other time. Maybe the secret to success is feeling happy and secure. Maybe the secret to success is feeling happy and feeling secure. Maybe the secret to success is getting to that place within yourself that you feel happy and secure. Maybe the key to happiness is getting in touch with that part of your own self that feels happy and secure. So I'd like for you, those who feel like it, silently to say to yourself two words just so you can get kind of like acquainted with how they feel. And the two words are happy, secure. 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 Now, what about safe? Safe, happy, secure. Safe, happy, secure. Safe, happy, secure. Safe, happy, secure. A little bit faster, I go. Safe, happy, secure. 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 Hey, hey, hey. Safe, happy, secure. Safe, happy, secure. Now, happy, secure. Now, what we may not realize is that those words have a certain vibration.
Yeah.
Each one of those words has a healing vibration. So when you allow yourself to speak those words aloud, you pour a very healing vibration all over your body. So I say, safe, happy, secure. Safe, happy, secure. Safe, happy, secure. Louder. Safe, happy, secure. Now, Karina, say that one more time with me, would you? Say it with me. Happy, secure. I just want you to listen just for a second to Karina and I. We're going to say it again. You with me, Karina? You hear me, Karina?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say it together. You ready? One, two, you and me. We go safe, happy, secure. Safe, happy, secure. Safe, happy, secure. Thank you, Karina. I appreciate that. Okay, you can gradually bring the lights up. Whoever's the light people that I didn't assign, but ask. Thank you. All right. I'm going to do Branching of the Road. It's on page 477. Okay, everybody here tonight, we're at the branching of the road in some area of our life. And so tonight, we're going to talk about that. And you know what I'm talking about, and you know the area. But you're at the branch, and you know you're at the branch. So let's see what the Course in Miracles say about the branching in the road, because it's really not about whether or not you believe it. It's about whether or not you recognize your message.
What's the page?
Page 477. Okay. It says, when you come to the place where the branch in the road is quite apparent, you cannot go ahead. So the way you can tell when you've gotten to a branch in the road in your life, it's wherever you are that it looks like you can't go ahead. That's how you know you're at the branch of the road. If there's any area in your life where you feel like right now you're limited, you're stuck, you can't go ahead, you are at the branching of the road in that area. I'm on a job, and I'm at that point that I feel like I just can't go ahead. You at the branching of the road. I'm in that relationship, and I feel like, you know, it's like I'm stuck. I just can't go ahead. You at the branching of the road. If you're in a state of fear right now, and you feel like you can't move ahead in your relationship to God and your life and the truth, of course, says you're at the branching of the road. So when you're at the branching of the road, it means you must go either one way or the other. But the one thing for sure is that if you go straight ahead, now straight ahead is the way you were going before you reached the branch, you will be going nowhere. If you keep doing what you was doing before you reached the point where you couldn't go any further, you going nowhere. If you keep on doing the same thing past the point where you felt stopped, the Course says you're not going anywhere. I love this book because it really keeps me from messing around. I love it. It just makes me think, whether I like it or not, The Course in Miracles just trips me out. It hooked me 25 years ago. It still blows my mind. When you come to the place where you're at the branch in the road, you know you're at the branch in the road because wherever you are, you're stuck. You can't go ahead. There's nothing you can do about it. You're baffled, you're bewildered, you're confused. He says, well, you're really at the reason why you're at this point is because you're supposed to go either one way or the other. Because if you keep going the way you went before you reached the branch, you're going nowhere. So if I keep going the way I've been going before I reached this point of limitation and fear, I'm going nowhere. Those of you who are reading the book, you know all I'm doing is sitting here reading the book but doing the conversational way. He says, the whole purpose of coming this far was to decide which branch you would take now. The whole purpose of everything you've gone through was to bring you to this point that you would decide which way you want to go. Everything you've ever experienced in your life brought you to this point right now where you're supposed to decide which way you're supposed to go. The point of your childhood, being a teenager, being an adult, growing up, everything you've gone through, every single thing you've learned, the purpose of it was to bring you right here where you are tonight so you can decide which branch you will take right now. That's the only reason why we're sitting up here, is to decide which way we're going to go right now. Then it says, now this is the part that tripped me out the first time I read it. He says, the way you came no longer matters. Yeah. All the stuff I went through to get me to the point I am right now, it no longer matters. Why is it that it no longer matters? Because it can no longer serve you. Why? What do you mean my past can no longer serve you? Well, your past did what it was supposed to do. It brought you to the point you are right now. Everything you went through as a child, it did do what it was supposed to do. It brought you to the point you are right now. But it can no longer serve. Now you got to choose which way you want to go. Okay, then it goes on to say, now this is a trip too. He says, no one who reaches this far can make the wrong decision. Yay! Yay! Yay. I'll say it again. If you got this far, you really can't make the wrong decision. But you sure in the hell can delay. You can't make the wrong decision, but your butt can stall around for a couple of thousand lifetimes. And that's when, oh, that's deep. You know, it's like, well, you can't make a wrong decision, but you sure can delay. Okay, that's good. How do you know you can't make a wrong decision? Because you reached this far.
Yeah.
Why did you reach this far? Well, because of all the things you went through in the past. Okay, that's cool. Then all the things you went through in the past did what it was supposed to do. It just got you to the point for you to make the decision tonight which way you want to go. Do you want to go to love or do you want to go to fear? Do you want to go to abundance or do you want to go to lack? Do you want to go to peace or do you want to go to conflict? Do you want to go to sickness or do you want to go to health? Do you want to go to God or do you want to go to the ego? Do you want to go to innocence or do you want to go to guilt? Everything you went through was to bring you to the point that you would make the decision about which way you wanted to go in your life tonight. And everything we went through to get to this point, he says, no longer serves, because it served its purpose. Its purpose was to get me to the point that I make a decision about what I wanted. That's so logical and so sane that I don't believe it.
Yeah.
It has to be crazy to make sense to me. It's called the world. The Course says, simplicity is very, very difficult for twisted minds. Was I insulted by this book? It says, the Course says, very difficult for people who make their lives complicated to understand simple answers. My life is too complicated to be solved by simplicity. Don't insult me like that. There couldn't be a simple answer to my childhood. It was complex. My relationship is too. I love it, man. I don't want a simple answer. Anybody else for simple answers in the house? Anybody kind of headed with complexity? Kind of headed? Okay. Good. I hope we find out tonight that we really just the same people. You know? Sometimes y'all look like strangers. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people come in and look like they're strangers to you, you know? It's like you don't even... Debbie, would you please sit close to me? Thank you. I got on the cologne, like... Okay. All right. That's when you talk to friends. You know. All right, this is good. I like this section. How y'all feel about this section? Is it deep?
So far, so good.
Yeah, well, now, make it okay not to like nothing I say. Because if you make it okay not to like it, you hear more of it. But if you try to convince yourself you should like all of it, then it'll stop you while you're trying to like it. So you're not gonna. If you want to go really fast in the truth, realize you are not going to like everything the truth says. I will not like everything the truth says. If you would tell yourself that, the truth would come to you faster. The healing would come faster according to this. So I'm willing to accept that I might not always like the truth. Anybody else?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So let's get this far. Okay. He says, no one who reaches this far can make the wrong decision, although he can delay. And there is no part of the journey that seems more hopeless and futile than standing where the road branches and not deciding on which way to go. So there's no part, that the only part on your journey to peace that is the most hopeless part, the part that makes you feel like you're dealing with the most futility, all that means is you are standing where the road branches and not deciding which way you want to go. So if you feel hopeless and in the area, if you feel futile right now, it's because you are standing at the branching of the road and you are not deciding. You're feeling upset right now because you are not deciding. You feel nervous and apprehensive because you're not deciding which way you want to go. Okay? In the paragraph one, in the comments or questions about this, I love questions. Okay.
If it's a real branch of the road, are we supposed to sort of intuitively decide which way to go, or is it sort of placed in front of us so it would be obvious? As a branching of the road, it would be at least two different directions, right? So wouldn't one be good and one be...
Well, the two directions would be to go the way you've gone before, and the other direction would be to go in the way that would bring you what you want.
And that would be sort of laid out in front of
us. Yeah, because by the time you get to the branching of the road where you can't make a wrong decision, then you're also a person that's conscious enough to know that it's time for you to choose for love.
Yeah.
See, The Course in Miracles is like what I'm doing. This class tonight is only for the people who come here tonight. It will not be for anybody else that ever come to a class that I do. So the people in this room, I know, are the people that are ready to hear whatever comes through me tonight, or you wouldn't be coming here. You wouldn't even be here. So it doesn't really matter what I say to you. I could say to you anything I wanted to say to you right now. And the truth is, the reason why you're hearing it is because you are supposed to. No matter what I say, because you're in my presence. So it's so deep, which means if I've gotten to the level of consciousness that I can sit in a room full of people who are willing to learn about the truth and opening themselves up and being more responsible and being more loving, then I'm certainly sitting in a room full of people who are conscious enough to know what the decision is right now that we're choosing for. And I bet you every one of you know what we're choosing for. Mm-hmm. What's the decision? Mm-hmm. Whether what's going to happen or what's going to happen. Yeah. Who can tell me? What's the decision? What's the choice?
Choose for love.
Love or fear. Right.
Yeah, love or
right.
fear.
Right. Right. That's the only thing. That's, when you really wake up spiritually, the first way, one of the ways you can tell is that the only thing you want is love. And you know that anything else that people ask for other than love is a sign of unconsciousness. And a sign of fear. So by the time you get to the point that you've experienced everything you have experienced in your life, up to the point where you feel like, man, I just can't keep going the way I've been going, boom, you're at the branch of the road. Now, I feel real hopeless and I feel real upset. Yeah, that's because you're not deciding which way to go. I have to consciously walk in this room and decide to treat y'all right and to love you all and extend peace and try to be as loving as I can be. That's a decision I have to make. That don't just happen naturally. I have to decide which direction I want to go in. And the Course is saying we're getting to that point that we're going to have to decide which direction we want to go in. And I kind of like wait for the direction to decide for us. But by the time you've gotten to where you all are tonight, it's impossible that you choose anything else except your happiness. Now, what's the problem? The delay. That's what we call unhappiness and pain is the experience of the delay of the choice. You hurt in that span of time that you're not making the choice for your pleasure. There is no in-between state. There is either love or fear. There is either happiness or sadness. There's not an in-between state according to the Course where you decide whether you're going to go for the happiness or the sadness. He said, until you choose for the happiness, you are in the sadness. Until you choose for love, you are in fear. It's not like there's a middle ground for me to decide whether or not I'm going to go to the crappy stuff or the good stuff. I ain't in the good stuff. I'm in the crappy stuff. The Course says there is no middle ground, and my ego loves middle grounds. That's why I say it's important not to necessarily believe this or like this, but it's such an adventure when you let yourself hear it. And so I'm just here to let it be heard. I'm not here to ensure that you all believe it. That's taking your power away. I let you decide whether or not you want to do that, and it's certainly not my job to convince you unless I didn't believe it myself. That's why convincing is great. When you don't believe something, you better convince somebody of it because that's how you convince yourself. But then once you accept that it's true, you lose all interest in convincing anybody of anything. That's how I know I'm beginning to accept it, and it thrills me. Because I'm totally losing my desire to convince anybody about anything I talk about or really care that much whether they believe it or not. That's cool. That's a cool place to be, y'all. I'm telling you. Because what it does is it creates a space where you'll be open and authentic and honest with people. As long as you care about how they're going to react to what you say or you think you need them for something, you'll never totally tell them the truth because you got too much investment in them to be honest with them. Somehow or another, you're dependent on them. You need them. Your security is represented by that. You can't be honest with a person you depend on. Because you'll be too afraid of losing their support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why people always tell you the truth when they get ready to leave you. They don't care. So they tell you exactly what they think about how your feet smell at night. You know what I'm talking about, right? When somebody ready to let you to let go of you, they'll tell you stuff they never told you while they was with you because they're no longer needing you. So if you wanna know the truth, you need to be around people who don't need to. And you'll really find out what the truth is. That's cool. Because if somebody doesn't need you, then that means they're whole and complete, And if they're whole and complete, they're not going to be trying to limit you in any way, and they'll be totally supportive of who you are. That's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
Is anybody, I don't want to want something like that. Did that only sound good to me? Did that sound good to anybody else but me? If you did, say yes.
Yes.
Thank you. I love affirmative stuff because I don't know. It's kind of scary to say this stuff. You know what I mean? So whenever you are, you know, let me know that that if you kind of feel it, you know, it makes me feel safe, and then I express myself more.
I definitely want it.
Yeah, if you want to see what a person is really about, if you really want to know who you're with, whether that's friend or lover or anybody else, create a space around them that when they're in their your presence, they feel totally and completely safe. When they feel totally and completely safe, and they feel like they will absolutely not be attacked, they will honestly share everything with you that you could ever want to know. You want to know the person that doesn't, you don't know at all, is the person you're always attacking. That's the person that's hiding who they are completely because they don't feel safe in your presence at all. So you don't know nothing they're thinking and you don't know nothing they're feeling. It's deep, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's deep. Yeah. You want to make sure you don't know somebody, attack them all the time. They're going to go into hiding, and then they're going to start doing stuff you don't know about. And when they get to the point that they think they don't need you no more, they're going to be gone. They were just keeping things cool so they could get the other thing going, so they could get away from you. Just don't you ever think for a second the person that you argue with, attack with, try to make feel guilty all the time is a person you know. It's a person you don't know. Because they will not share themselves with you if you're always attacking them. Even if you think you're doing it out of self-righteous indignation. If you ever wonder why somebody ever left you in your life unexpectedly in any kind of way that you could possibly, you could least imagine it, is because they were afraid of you. They didn't feel safe with you. Why didn't they feel safe with you? Because if you're upset with them all the time, all you're saying is you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're not enough, you're wrong, you're not enough, you're wrong, you need to change, you need to do something different. So all you tell them all the time is nothing about them that's acceptable. And then we're surprised that somebody wouldn't one day love themselves enough to leave you.
Yeah.
Especially if you're sending them the truth classes. We educate people to leave us for not treating them right. Then they go. That's deep.
Yeah.
But on the other side of that are people who recognize you completely for who you are, totally thrilled about who you are. Who you are is exactly what they need to grow and exactly what they need to feel really, really powerful and good. And the more you express yourself, the more they love you, because the more you express yourself, the more you satisfy what they perceive their need to be. And so they're just always encouraging you to be more yourself. And you don't know why they love you so much, because you're finally surrounded by people who love you for yourself. And when you're surrounded by people who love you for yourself, you don't really even understand why they love you, because you're not doing anything to make them love you, because they just love you.
Yeah.
So, you know, so when people are used to doing stuff to get people to love them, they don't realize that the people that really love them will probably be people that they don't even understand why they love them. Because you're not having to do anything, because who you be is enough for them. That's cool. Because I've been in relationships where people needed me to do stuff to prove that I love them. And now I'm in relationships where people love me and I don't know why. I like this level. This one is better. It's a lot better. Because most of the time when people wanted me to do something, it was just one small problem. I didn't want to. Once we could have got over that hump, it might have could have happened. You know what I'm saying? But no one who's making a real request of me would be someone that would be asking me something I could not give. That's my way of knowing that that person didn't come from God. Somebody that comes from love would not be asking for what I couldn't give them, and therefore emphasizing my lack. So, if there are no questions, I'll go to paragraph 2. But I'm going to throw it open. See what you did by asking that question, Charity. I went off about 10 minutes. That's what I like about questions. Wasn't that cool? But did that help at all? You know, that's what he means by you can't make a wrong choice. By the time we get conscious enough to sit around each other like this, we've got to be beings that have got enough sense to start choosing for peace. And we wouldn't even be sitting up in this room. So we can't make a wrong decision, but we can sit up here and ponder whether or not we should do it. And that's the delay part.
Yeah.
So everything the book says, whatever it's saying, if you look around you, you see it's happening. That's how you know the course is true. That's what tripped me out about it. The rest of the books I'd read, they would say a lot of cool stuff, but I would never see it. I would read something on this page, and I would immediately be able to open my eyes and look around me and see that the exact same thing that was happening. Like it says right here. It is but the first few steps along the right way that seems hard. So when you decide to do it the right way, the first few steps are going to seem hard. Anybody agree with that?
Yes.
Then it says, for you have chosen, although you may still think you can go back. You may still think you can make another choice, but sorry, you took the red pill. And those who are familiar with Matrix know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. You took the pill and said, you have to wake up now. You're going to wake up in the illusion. It's time for you to wake up. The alarm clock went off on our butt. It really did. The spiritual alarm clock went off, and all of a sudden we're like, oh, I don't want to get up. You know, there's still one more illusion I really, really, really want. You know, yes.
And that's what makes it hard is that we might harbor a little thought that we think we can go back.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then, like it says right here, you think you can go back and make the other choice, but guess what? This is not so. A choice made with the power of heaven to uphold it cannot be undone. Now, one of the core definitions of heaven, of course, is God is love, is truth, right? So, take heaven out of there for a second and put it this way. A choice made with the power of God to uphold it cannot be undone. Your way is decided. You hear that? Your way is decided. There will be nothing you will not be told if you acknowledge this. Acknowledge what? My way is decided. Now a person says, well, how do I get guidance from this point forward? How do I get guidance from this point forward? I want to go in a new way. How do I get the guidance to go in a new way? Well, the way you get the guidance to go the new way is to say, my way is decided. Now, what does that mean? It means there is nothing you will not be told if you acknowledge your way is decided. All right, I have decided that my way is love. I have decided that with the people in my life, my way is freedom. So I'm the easiest person to have a relationship with that anybody could have a relationship with. You just don't get no more easy than me. Anybody really wants an easy relationship, they don't get no easier than with me. You know why? Because the only thing I'm going to do if you're in a relationship with me is to free you to do whatever you want to do. There is no easier relationship. If I'm in a relationship with somebody, I do not try to control what they do. And you're talking about people running for the hills. You're talking about watching people getting terrified before your eyes. Give them total freedom to be themselves and to do whatever they want to do. And then give yourself the same freedom. And then you'll be able to tell who really loves you. Because the person who loves you is not going to try to limit you from being you. And if you make any agreements, you both keep them. And you keep those agreements without a feeling of sacrifice. And you constantly renegotiate your agreements. Because you're going to continue to grow, and as you grow, you're going to realize some of the limitations you thought you needed earlier, you no longer need anymore. So then you renegotiate your relationship. It's like repotting a plant. But there are people in relationships that are still trying to live by agreements that they made when the relationship began, and so they're therefore killing their relationship because it's like keeping a baby inside of a 2-foot box, even though the baby's still growing.
That's deep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any question?
So your way, when it's not just that you say my way is decided, because if your behavior contradicts that, if my right side of my brain, my sane side of my brain says my way is decided, but my ego side of the brain says I'm going to attack the crap out of you, then you really haven't decided. Is that correct?
If you acknowledge that your way is decided, there is nothing that you will not be told. See, the error is trying to figure out what that means. Because you're perfectly, perfectly able to say, even insincerely, my way is decided.
Exactly.
Okay, that's all required of you.
Even if you're...
Well, the whole thought system of the Course is designed to take people who don't believe to the truth.
So just grab it to whatever extent you can and go with it.
It's easier than that. You don't even have to grab it. All you have to say is, my way is decided. And there will be nothing you will not be told. Because by the time you could say my way is decided without having to analyze it, you've also gotten to the point that you are ready to be told. That's how you can tell you're ready to follow the guidance of your higher self. It's because you'll no longer be caught up in the desire to understand it. You'll just want it. I don't have to understand something that I won't.
I know.
Right?
Yeah.
So what we were just told is all we have to do is just want it. Do you want your way to be decided? Do you want to be told everything you need to know to move in the new direction that you want to go in? Do you want that? Even if you don't know how to have it, do you want it? Okay? Yes, I want it. How can I show the universe that I want it? I just say I want it. My way is decided. I don't have to know what that means. Now I will be told all I need to know. I'll start to get immediate guidance. Now, none of you all to know what I'm saying is true if you don't do it. So you can't judge the truth of anything that I'm saying until you do it.
Well, I'm asking all the time for my higher self, my Holy Spirit, to talk to me.
Great. What's cool about tonight, though, is that we're really being told that whether we realize it or not, we've come to the place where we're at the branching of the road in our life. And then we got to decide which way we want to go. And that if we go the way we went before we came here tonight, we're not going to be going anywhere. We're also being told that we've come this far, so we really can't make a wrong decision. The way we came no longer serves, that we can't make a wrong decision, but we can just stand around and delay. And that's what analyzation is. It's just delaying. Okay? And it's okay for us to do it, and nobody's trying to stop us from doing it, but it's just a delay. Okay? Then it goes on to say, now, I don't want to fool you about this, that if you're just standing here and not making a decision, then you're at a point in your life where you feel hopeless and futile in some area, and you're feeling hopeless and futile because you're not making a decision for your peace in this area. Now, the first few steps you take along the right way are going to seem hard, so don't be tripping. Now, I already told you at the very beginning it's going to be a little hard, so don't be tripping because today seems a little hard. Okay, that's what in other words, you know what, y'all? We're being told. Mm-hmm. We're being told right now. Don't you see it, brother? We're actually being told right now. We're being told you reached the branch of the road. We've been told you're going to feel really frustrated if you don't decide which way to go. We've been told that nothing makes you feel more futile than to stand at the place where you don't make the decision about which way to go. We've been told it's going to seem like it's real hard. We've been told that the way you got here no longer matters. We are actually being told, which means our way has been decided. It proves itself right on the spot.
Yeah.
Now, then it goes on to say, and you and your brother stand. Like here we are, but we kind of sitting. Okay. And it says, now just check this out. Here in this holy place, give me a break. That's happening even as we sit here. What I'm reading to you is happening. Then it goes on to say, before the veil of sin that hangs between you and the face of Christ. In other words, I'm sitting here right in front of you, right, in this healing place, right, before the veil of the of sin, which of course says it's nothing but some illusion I want to be real to the point I won't change my mind about it. I love the course's definition of sin. It has nothing to do with what I learned in church. It's a mistake you're making that you want to hang on to. Okay, now, I could be looking at you with total eyes of love. We could be connecting up right now at the realest level we've ever connected up to. But there's a veil between us. You know what the veil is? It's all the stuff I learned and experienced with people and things that look like you in the past. It's all the judgments that I'm putting up between me and you. It's all the interpretations I'm putting up between me and you. It's all the girlfriends I'm putting between me and you. It's everything that's ever happened to me. It's all the being the black guy that I'm putting between. That's the veil. The veil is nothing but all these stupid ass things we've learned in the past that keep us from loving each other. That's the veil. And so I'm sitting here in this holy place before the veil and the face of Christ, which would be the face of love that you could show me if I would let go of all the insane stuff I've learned about you in my past. Any questions?
Chair.
You know, but did that make sense?
Yeah.
Did that make sense, Bonnie? Did that make sense?
I got it.
Yeah, the only thing between you and me are the beliefs I have about you and the beliefs you have about me. That's what's keeping us from loving each other right now. What we telling each other about who we think we are. Or we be sitting up here, you know, I'm not saying we're not feeling the oneness, but you know we think we're strangers to each other. We don't sit next to each other. We sit away from each other. But if it's somebody you're close to, you sit right by them. You know, it's so easy to tell who feels safe in your presence and who loves you. It's ridiculous we make such stupid choices in relationships. It's ridiculous. It's so obvious when somebody don't love you. Are they condemning you? Are they judging you? Are they tripping on you about everything you do? Are they constantly controlling you? Do they criticize everything you say you want to do? They don't love you. Yes, they do. No, you just love pain, and they're giving you what you want, and you can't leave because you are addicted to it, because you don't think you're worth anything. So you're trying to make yourself right by treating yourself bad for the rest of your life, so you won't be wrong.
I don't like that.
Have a nice day.
You have to tell you, that's what my guidance talks to me. Then it says, don't forget to take ER. Tell me all that stuff, and then, you know, say something to make me laugh, you know. That's another thing. Your guidance is not going to frighten you. Your guidance is going to comfort you. Your guidance is going to make you feel inspired. Your guidance is going to make you feel good. If you're listening to guidance that makes you afraid, you're not listening to your guidance. Your guidance is not going to tell you something that terrifies you. Your guidance is going to comfort you, even as it tells you what you need to do, that's really what you need to do. But you'll feel comforted while you're doing it. You won't feel afraid. Okay. I can't believe it's just 7:39. I feel like I've been teaching for 3 hours. I know. It's amazing how time slows down when your butt being kicked, damn it. It's like the class is really, you can pass faster than this. You're like, no, we want somebody to slow down. I'm like, it's so funny. It's so funny. Oh, God. Let me put a little music up just for a second. Let's take a breath.
Now,
I'm going to drink it up just a second. Just a minute. Just a minute. Okay. All right. Now, this is so deep, I don't want to get off the track. Okay. Okay. Okay, Bonnie, I'm going to use you here for a second, too. Okay. So you and me are in this holy place. There's a veil that hangs between us. In a lot of cases, called, you know, I look like a black dude, you look like a white woman. I'm from Memphis, you from Denver. I've had this experience, you've had that experience, you know, da-da-da-da. And you know, after being friends for 11 years, that's the biggest bunch of crap that has ever been told, right?
Yeah.
It's amazing how we communicate in peace and innocence and laughter and joy. Known each other for 11 years, never really had an argument about anything. Totally trust each other completely, right? You know, but on the outside, it looks like we're different, right?
Yeah.
So a holy relationship is where you are focusing on where you're the same and not on where you're different.
Yeah.
And that's why we're joined, because we've been focusing on where we are the same.
Yeah.
I like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not focusing on, you know what I'm saying? So that's the veil. The veil is the differences. You with me on that?
Yeah.
Now he says, let it be lifted. Raise the veil together with your brother, sister, for those who, you know, get freaked out by the masculine terminology. For it is but a veil or a belief or a past or a perception that stands between you and the other person. He says either you or the other person alone will see it as a solid block, nor realize how thin the drapery that separates you now. But the drapery, Bonnie, that seems to separate us, the beliefs we have that seem to separate us, the past that used to separate us, is almost over in our awareness. Now, how can you tell when the block is over? Because peace will have reached you right where you are. And you and I are having peace right now where we are. So we know that the block and the veil is almost over in our awareness. And we know that there must be a thin drapery that was separating us, because whatever was separating us, it ain't separating us now, because we're having peace with each other. But by myself, I would have saw it as a solid block between us. But together, we went right past it. And I can do that with every single person in my life. And that's what I'm going to do. Because it don't have nothing to do with them. The way I see you don't have nothing to do with you. I only want to do things that nobody else has anything to do with me being able to do it. That's my goal. I don't want nothing that everybody else got to agree with me before it can happen. Not if I want to be loved, and not if I want to give love. I want to give love whether anybody around me feels like they want to give it or not. I can see you as if you are cool no matter how you want to see me, or no matter how you want to see yourself. It don't even matter. That don't still have to have no effect on how I see you. That's power. That's real power. That's what I want. I want the real deal. I want none of that fake stuff. I would love people. I don't care if they think I'm crazy, if they don't believe me, if they become suspicious, they think it's an act or a show. You know? Because I like the way people are treating me. I love it. And they didn't start treating me that way until I made that decision. And I noticed it didn't have nothing to do. I noticed people that I loved, other folk couldn't stand. And people that was treating me good, I saw them treating other people like I don't know what. It was deep. So the only thing I could, conclusion I could come to was, for some reason I was asking for the love in them, and for some reason the other people wouldn't. That's deep. That's what I mean by deciding which way you want to go. Say, I want to go to everybody in here being safe with me and be being safe with everybody in here. That's where I want to go. And I'll state it. Woo! Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Then the chorus says, think what will happen, Bunny, after we feel this peace. Now it's getting ready to tell us what's going to happen next, because me and you are already feeling peace. You want to know where we're going next? All right, this is where we're going. All right, we're going to see Million Dollar Baby. No, that's another thing. Okay, now, this is where we do that too. But this is where we're going. It says, now, he says, the love of Christ will light your face. Now, the chorus describes the Christ as your real self. I love that. So let's give it the definition. The love of your real self will light your face. So we're gonna love ourselves so much because we're so cool, we attracted each other. That's how we know we're so cool, right?
Yeah.
I know I'm cool if I attracted you.
Yeah.
Don't you think you're pretty cool if you attracted
me?
Okay, all right. That's the way I feel. I thought, damn, you know, I'm cool. I got Bonnie. Okay. Now. And Bunny loves me so much. I'm going to ask you this question. I bet you're going to answer this is what I want to hear, too, without me even having to try to control you, okay? Bunny, don't you love me so much that you would love to see me share my love with others?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You bet.
You mean you wouldn't want me to just limit my love just to you?
Please, because then I have to limit. You don't want to limit, so I can't limit you.
Will you marry me? I decided which way I want to go. My way has been decided. If you'd have to be crazy not to go in the direction of a person that says something like that to you. You'd have to be totally insane not to want to be with a person that did not want to limit your love, your happiness, your peace. But you know something? We're in a world where love is defined as limitation.
Yeah, yeah.
And that is what the most frightening, that is the most frightening thought that you can introduce to a class. The most frightening thought in 25 years of teaching this material is whenever you introduce the idea to a group of people that love should not be limited. Now, the people who don't want to be special and loved more than anybody else, they immediately get it. But if there's any part of us that wants to be loved above everybody else, they hate it. Because to them, love is limited. It should be limited to them. And there are two types of people in the world. People who believe that love should be limited to them, and people who believe that love should be unlimited and should include all of us. Now, I want to move from the world where I can be excluded, because I don't want to be in a world where I can be excluded from love. Me personally, I don't want to be outside of love and the safety and the joy and the peace of love. But if I'm in a world where everybody believes they need to limit love to one person, then I'm in a world where if everybody else is excluded, and so therefore I've increased the possibility that I will be excluded from the love myself, and I'd never want to love anybody that would exclude me from their love. And usually in a special relationship, the first person that gets excluded from your love is the person you said you loved the minute you think you don't love them no more. It's the old boyfriend, the old girlfriend, the old friend, those are the ones that are avoided, the people who are the most special. And we don't get that. We don't get that. And it's so amazing to me that we don't get that. If you love that person so much, why you hate to see them in your face? Why you hate to see them come? Why is it you can't stand to be in the same room with them?
Same state.
If you love that person, how can you feel that way about them? So don't be like, you know, panning away about somebody that don't want you. That's self-punishment. But we've gone too far. We won't do ourselves like that anymore. We have studied to the point we've gotten to the branching of the road. We've gotten to that point that we don't want that veil between us no more. We've reached that point that we really want to be safe. We're tired of these jive-time friendships and relationships that you can't depend on, that you're always processing and always fixing and always arguing and afraid and suspicious and doubting. We've had enough of that crap. That's why we're here tonight. We reached the branching of the road. We got to decide which way we want to go. Do I want to go for real peace, or am I going to still keep doing this fake stuff that goes up and down and 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 up and down? Am I going to choose for what's permanent? Am I going to keep choosing for what's temporary? Whoo! But don't worry about it. Because if you reach this far, you can't make a wrong decision. You can just kick back in the lay a little while.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. Everything is going to be all right. Yes. Can we acknowledge ourselves for even beginning to hear this much? I mean, it's okay. It's us. It's cool. Pretend it's a Broncos game.
Woo!
All right. All right. That's my prayer as a teacher, just one day to get to the point that I'm equal to a Broncos game. You know, if you get to the point that people just respond to what they're hearing each other say in the class like a Broncos game, you know you made it, brother. Because we know that we have the ability to have unabashed enthusiasm. You know, and I'm trying to be more enthusiastic about me and you and not the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to love you and not the game we playing. I'm not interested in your game. Please don't be interested in mine. But I want to love you, but I'm not interested in your game. Wow.
What does your game mean?
the script that you come up for everybody around you to make you happy. That's the game. And we don't even ask them if they want to be a part of it. We just assign them roles. Then we get mad when they don't do the thing that we would never ask them if they wanted to do no way. And we'll say stuff like, you don't need to support me. Like, you know, hey, what did I tell you I wanted to learn how to snowboard? But you really love me, you go. See, that's the game. I love it. I love to be free. Don't y'all like to be free?
Oh, God, yes.
Woo!
How dare you.
My God, I'm so glad it's of the mind and not of the body.
Mm.
Oh, that freed me up. Because I kept trying to free my body for years. I just couldn't pull it off. There's no such thing as a free body. Bodies cost. Y'all know bodies cost. We're working for these bodies right now. That's why you're getting up to go to work tomorrow. To feed it, house it, clothe it. You ain't working for the man. You're working for the body. Wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully somebody want my body so bad I won't have to work no more. I'm finna go job. Don't you talk to my body? Well, I'm gonna act like I don't want you to want my body, but you better want my body. Even if I'm gonna turn you down, I wanna know you want it. Okay. We are funny.
Oh,
we are funny.
Yeah.
You know, but we don't laugh enough according to the course.
You got a very humorous higher self.
I have to, man. I realize where I'm at. You know, I don't think people realize where they are.
Shoot.
Oh, man. I'm at the branch of the road. Thank you, God, for all the prosperity and abundance that we already have, even though we may not be aware of it. We sure would like all the blocks to the awareness of the abundance that we deserve to be removed so that we would know there is no lack in our life. And I thank everyone in here for sharing with me and with Unity Temple and with themselves. Thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you. Thank you for helping me lift the veil. Thank you for being with me all down through the ages. Thank you for loving me through all of my insanity up to this point. Thank everybody in here. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Some of y'all know we've been around each other before. Some of us pretending that we don't know each other. That's okay. That's all right. It's okay. We can pretend. I'm just trying not to be an actor who gets lost in his role. I really am. I really become Earl Purdy Black Man. Give me a break. More than that, even though he's cool, I'm more than that. And so are you. You think it's as far as you can reach? Whew. All right. 1 o'clock on Sunday, there's going to be another Course in Miracles class. Every one of them is different. The truth is going to come to us more and more powerfully because we're joining with each other more and more. So just be on the look, watch out for it now. We're joining, so it's going to come through more powerfully as we join with each other. I'm excited about that. Any announcements about anything? I got a couple of flyers that it'd be great to take a look at. Incredible things that are going on. We're going to put them up there. If someone in here would be willing to share with me something that they feel about what they heard tonight.
I love the idea that if it makes you feel afraid, it's not your guidance, because your guidance is going to make you feel comforted and safe and...
Thank you. Thank you for sharing with me.
I think about the ozone layer. They say it's so small around the Earth, but it makes such a big difference in how many ultraviolet rays we absorb and how many we don't. And it's almost like the veil that you were talking about. You know, it's so small, but it makes it creates such a big wall between people. You know, it's kind of like a physical ozone layer that we have around our own little worlds. Right here at the Earth. Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, brother.
That I've recognized that I'm at that fork in the road, have been for quite some time, and the clarity of not being able to go back, but the fact that when you get there, you might go around in circles for a while and not distress over it. Just
and that's what that. Thank you, brother. That's what turned me on too. It's like delay is not a sin. Delay is not nothing to beat yourself up about. You know, that's what I was thinking too. I said, okay, yeah, time is right. Like you say, he said, the truth said to us, hey, you can't make a wrong decision because you were conscious enough to get this far. It's not like you all are going to all decide to be axe murderers tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're too far along now not to choose for our peace. But we can mess around for a while. Mm-hmm. Okay? Thank you. Anybody else?
You know, while you're delaying, you can still act with love in at least in small ways. And I actually, it's interesting because I had the experience today of there's somebody that I'm attracted to and I want to meet him. But I'm delaying it, but I did a small act of that was from love, and it broke through the fear. It loosened up my fear. So next time I see him, I'll be ready to meet him.
So you lifted his veil before he lifted your veil.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, I got a song I want to play.
All right.
We got about 4 minutes, and then watch out as everybody go out by the street and a streak of lightning now to this door. Yeah, I love this stuff. Okay, you ready? This is going to be a song about you. It is one of my favorite songs, but I want to dedicate it to this class. And what I'd like to ask you to do while it's on, for those who can do it, is just be willing to make some eye contact. And check the words out. And then... time you got here. It may seem a little hard, and your past, it can no longer serve because it brought you to this point. If you decide that your way is decided, there will be nothing you will not be told. Giving comes the
angels. Our beings of light, we are
remember this when you're at work tomorrow and you think you're losing your cotton picket line. Remind yourself that your way is decided and that you're going to move towards your peace. So I'd like to complete this by us saying, my way is decided. 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 My way is. Let's lift that veil of the past that makes us not trust to reach out to each other. Realize that we are free of the past, that the present is the point of power. This is where your power is. Your power is right here. It is right now. And to be told all you need to know within yourself, remind yourself, my way is decided.
Take that bag out of the church.